For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we talked to Jim Weider, guitarist for the band between 1985 and 1999. His new band, The Weight, features artists that were members of or worked with the band. The five-piece ensemble is performing at the Englert Theater in Iowa City this evening. Jim, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. What brings you to Iowa?
The Englert Theater. We're looking forward to it, and it's been a while since, probably haven't been to Iowa since the band toured in the, 80s and 90s. So it's been a long time.
Well, it's good to have you. You're with The Weight, and like you just mentioned, you were with the band. When did you get involved with them?
I joined up in 1985 and replaced Robbie Robertson, and we went out and toured with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and that's when I first started. And stayed with them for 15 years.
What was that experience like, coming in and filling those shoes and, being with two major bands here in the United States?
It was fantastic. It was a big thrill, and I was in my 30s then, and all of a sudden to get propped up on the stage and play in front of 30,000 people with no rehearsal. Luckily, I grew up with these tunes. They came from my hometown in Woodstock, New York. Well, they lived there when they were making their Big Pink album, and that's where I met them. Actually, I met them all in 1969, 68, and 70 when they were starting out. So that's when I first met Levon and Rick and Garth. So I grew up with that music, and I guess as fate would have it, I ended up, Levon putting in a call for me. When I moved back from Atlanta, Georgia, I started playing with Levon's All-Stars, and then Levon finally in 85 called me up and said they were putting the band back together and gave me a holler, and it was changed my life. I had been playing with Levon, so it was comfortable, and then it was Levon, me, and Rick, and then Richard and Garth moved back from California, so it kind of felt good, felt natural, really, and I was excited. Young guy in his 30s, ready to rock.
Absolutely. And you're still rocking. you're with The Weight now. When did you guys form?
About a year and a half ago we started, and it's just been getting a life of its own. People have been really enjoying it. We're having a good time. We're going back from the basement tape songs all the way through Jericho album that we recorded and wrote songs for. Randy Chalante's in the band, and vocalist, great drummer, who used to play in the band with me, and we decided to put it together after doing a few shows with Garth Hudson and Jimmy Vivino, and it went so well that I said, Randy, why don't we do it? Those guys are busy, and we lucked out with Brian Mitchell and Byron Isaacs from the Levon Helm Band, who we also played with, and then Marty Greb, who was with Bonnie Raitt for years and also wrote songs for the band. So everybody's got a close affinity and relationship to the band, either it's played with them. So it felt really natural, and I think it comes across on stage. I really can feel the tunes.
Speaking of the music, for people planning on attending, what should they expect?
Well, they'll definitely hear the, I call them the chestnuts, like The Weight, Rag Mama Rag, and stuff like Lookout Cleveland, which I never did in the band, and The Rumor, I think we played it once in Arkansas in the 80s. And then we'll do stuff like Night They Drove Old Dixie Down and Cripple Creek, favorites too. Rag Mama Rag, Makes No Difference. So we kind of go in and get some ones that people haven't heard in a while, and of course the ones they love, and we've all been playing for a long time.
Your experience as a guitarist, you said that your 30s, you got together with the band. When did you become a musician or focus, solely on being a guitarist?
I started playing when I was in high school. So I was playing guitar when I was like 12, and I was in high school band. So I knew way back then that's all I wanted to do. I was thick-headed enough to just stay with it.
Well, and why the guitar? Is there a reason why you focused on that instrument?
Well, my father used to play a little bit, and I just love the guitar. Man, I love guitar players. I was influenced by Roy Buchanan, Robbie Robertson, Steve Cropper, James Burton, and then Scotty Moore with Elvis Presley, and got to work with most of them. So those guys were my heroes, and they really influenced my style.
Jim, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Nathan, and maybe we'll see you down there.
That was my conversation with guitarist Jim Weider for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.